Hello everyone, and thanks for joining today's webinar featuring Siemens Healthineers and highlights of their transformation to RISE with SAP with the help of Onapsis. My name is Cecile Giloy, and I will be managing today's session. Before we get started, I have some housekeeping notes for today. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. We welcome you to enter your questions at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer whatever questions we can at the end of the session. You can always adjust the size of the media player and slides on your end to make them bigger or smaller depending on your preference. And finally, please note that this session is being recorded and we will share a link to the session after we wrap up today. Now I'm going to pass it over to our presenter. With us today is Harald Hildebrand, Head of SAP Compliance, Authorizations and Security at Siemens Healthineers. He will walk us through the proactive approach to SAP security and will leave the audience with his personal key takeaways. And with that, I hand it over to you, Harald. Take it away.
Thank you very much, Cecile. Yeah, warm welcome from my side. Good morning, good afternoon, everybody. So today I would like to give you an idea from our new proactive approach to SAP security powered by Onapsis. And today we will cover, first of all, quick introduction, who we are, and it's important to know where we came from, right? Because that is already defining quite a lot of our requirements. And then for sure, I would like to show you why did we have to change our approach? What challenges did we face? What are our requirements overall? And how is our new security approach obviously look like? And then for sure, I would like to give you an idea about our key takeaways on our journey and also show you what we learned on our journey, especially to surprise where Onapsis was helping us here as well. And with that, ready to go. First of all, who we are, quick update about Siemens Healthineers. So Siemens Healthineers is one of these four so-called industrial businesses of the Siemens Group, of the Siemens AG. And the main difference from Siemens Healthineers to all the other industrial businesses from Siemens is that we are an own stock-listed company. We had an IPO in 2018, and since then, you have, by German law, if you are listed on the German DAX stock exchange, by the way, you need to fulfill certain topics. And one of them is for sure ensuring a proper security operations of SAP systems, being integer because you also audited. And there's a lot of things you need to do already by law, but there's much more things. And one of the important things is that you have to do everything on your own. And the former times, the mothership could help us here, and they did pretty heavily. But now it's on us. And I would say, yes, we did. We are doing it today, but now with Onapsis, it's much more easier, and I will show you why, and also would like to show you which challenges we faced to come where we are today. So Siemens Healthineers is the market leader in diagnostic imaging, in advanced therapies, in diagnostics, and in Varian. We are an industry-leading manufacturer of medical devices, and if you are producing medical devices, you are in a very tough environment. You are maximum audited, we are regulated, you are in a fully regulated environment, and we are also FDA relevant because we are selling our products in US. And I can tell you all of our product lines, all of our major businesses here using SAP. We are a sub-running corporation. And if security is not there in SAP, I can tell you straight away as a company, you are done, right? So therefore security is really, really a topic for us. You need to ensure it's there because we are there because there are patients out there in the world which unfortunately suffer on illnesses. And we would like to help them with our precision therapy. We are producing CT scanners and imaging, MRI machines, advanced therapies, for example, we are producing C-arm scanners and diagnostics. We're producing everything which is lab diagnostics and also point of care diagnostics. So maybe some of you remember our beloved COVID sticks we used in the last years. And for sure, we acquired in 2021 Varian and also now a leading company regarding radiation oncologics. So medical devices used on patients. And this is really a topic. Nobody wants to lie in a product knowing there was an SAP product in affected and or used by in the manufacturing, and it's not Integra, not compliant, not secure. Nobody wants that. And another challenge we had, or we have today still, is the sheer size of the company. We have more than 7,000 skilled employees out there, and more of half of them, around about 40,000, are using SAP on a daily basis. So high user based, and all of them must work on secure systems, right? We have over 70 countries direct presence in the world. So that means also systems all over the place, quite a high number of revenue, a lot of patents out there, and also a lot of products offer already AI. We have 700,000 installed bases out there in the field, and there's a saying which means in most processes in the clinical decision making, a Siemens product is involved, round about in more than 70%. And a number that I'm very, very proud of is that 42% of our revenue was not even existing. The last 3 years it was invented, and that's all for a patient which is suffering on an illness. We would like to help them. And besides the machines, we're also doing more and more business with digital data and AI. And with that, even more systems need to be secure. Systems must be compliant, otherwise you will not survive as a company. So therefore, security is really a high topic for us. And I can tell you, it was not always easy for us. And the reason for that is that we faced more or less three areas that always put us behind the train. Yeah, we always operated in the reactive mode, and the areas where we suffered in the end was creating a huge lack of transparency. One of the areas is the organizational area. We had the IPO in 2018, as discussed, where we have now legal requirements for an own framework and operations of security, but also we always have a heterogeneous landscape, right? So we do have more than 24 operative sub-productive system lines. It's historically grown, and it's still growing because we always have ongoing M&A activities like we had with Varian in 2021. Now imagine you have brand new S/4HANA systems, you have 25-year-old systems, you have brand new BW4 systems, you have old BI systems, you have extended warehouse, you have old warehouse systems, you have EPO, you have manufacturing execution systems, Java-based, you have solution manager. There's everything in our landscape you can imagine, and you need to ensure security. So that's quite tough. And also we did not have any central reporting capability, right? So there was no central place, no sub-security KPI reporting. So it was for us always very hard to get the overview. Knowing that all the systems are in various time zones around the globe, they are everywhere distributed and in the worst case also operated in different hosting locations by different vendors. So quite a complex organization, and this was really a topic for us. Beside that, also, we faced some technical challenges. We had some tools in place which covered ABAP systems very good in daily security monitoring, but I would say not perfect, right? But it was okay. But we had nothing for Java, we had nothing for HANA, we had nothing for Fiori, yeah? And we also had nothing for different hosting locations. As you know, we are now on the way to RISE. We are on the way to BTP. There is new relevant technologies coming up, and you need to cover all of them. And you also had nothing for real-time threat detection. This was really a challenge for us at this time. And the last area was our own policy requirement area. So we do have still Siemens group policies because we are a Siemens group member. So the mothership is still giving us some requirements we need to fulfill. But on the other side, you have to bring this together with your own Helsinki's security policy requirements. So this was always tricky for us, getting both things together. And doing this aside our normal regular security updates and our critical ad hoc events. And I imagine times where my CIO was calling me in the week on the best time in the week, Friday afternoon, Friday evening, 6:30, and asked me, hey, Harald, there are really issues going on. I received a message. Are we affected? There are some security topics going on. There's a breach. There's this. Are we affected? And then I can tell you, then you have a real challenge. Mostly your weekend is gone. Getting all the people around the globe up and running was really a challenge. And then it takes a long time to identify what's going on. And we said, with this missing transparency across our landscape, we need to change now the way we are working. We cannot proceed like that. We need to change really the whole approach and security. And this is what we did, right? So we said, having another tool, having another thing coming up, it's not helping. We need to really think security now end to end and change the approach. And this is what I would like to show you now how we did. So first of all, to change an approach, you need to know your requirements. So therefore, we really sit together with everybody and discussed how must security look like in Siemens Healthineers. And we started for sure with management support. You need to have management aside, and also you have to make the organization ready. This was not the case at the moment we started, but you need to make the step because otherwise you will not bring it to a success. And then we said we would like to have a partner because another tool is not helping us. For sure we need something, but we need a partner, yeah, and we need a platform from the partner, which for sure fulfills our technical requirements, but also much more. And our technical requirements, we thought it like an onion with a layered approach. We started to say, okay, first of all, a system must be configured proper. If a system is not configured, then you are done anyway. So it must be configured. It must be regularly patched. You need to care about the authorization of the people working with the system. And then you need to take care about the source code. And here you have two parts. First is the one, the code you are creating and changing on your own. And the second one is the third party code you're getting in by vendors, by suppliers. You also need to care about this one. And then you have real-time threat detection as the upper layer. So this is the layered approach. But then you need to bring it into a new dimension. We adding all technologies. And then we added all the hosting locations, and then the onion gets a cube, right? We said, these are our five layers. It must be secured on all technologies, and it must be working on all hosting locations. Doesn't matter if it's on-prem, if it's our own cloud, if it's a public cloud, or if it's our private SAP RISE cloud. Whatever we take, it must work everywhere. But that's not the only point. We also said, whatever we need, whatever we take, it must be ready to use out of the box. It must be simple to use. Otherwise, people won't use it. It must also be easy to implement and operate. And it must be strong out of the box. It must come with really strong rule sets, which receiving frequent updates, but also giving us the chance to extend it our way. And also having something for real-time threat detection, and the whole solution must be scalable, because we do have ongoing M&A activities, and it must cover everything which comes up in the future. And as said, we also need a reporting for all the security layers on one place. So this was really what we searched. And that's not enough. We also came to the conclusion we do need a central SAP security team, which is really caring about that topic. We don't want to have it distributed anymore in the world. We would like to have a central team which is caring about that topic. And the team is empowered to do so by an own security operating model. This was very important for us. And tooling-wise, obviously, we checked the market. We had a lot of discussions with vendors, but I'm happy to announce that we teamed up with Anapsys as our new provider, but also long-term partner. And this was very important for me. And you will see what we are doing together and how we create security in Siemens. So what are we using from Anapsys? So first of all, we said we need to care about our daily security measurements. We need to care about our measure plans. We teamed up with the Assess and the Comply module. Assess and Comply, scanning our systems. They're checking the settings. They're checking parameters. They're checking the security patch level and all of that. And the Assess part is coming out of the box, covering already a lot of things we need. And then we have with the Comply module now the possibility to create our customized policies. And with both together, we are covering all of our needs for all security relevant systems, for all technologies. Very important. Doesn't matter if it's ABAP or Java or Fiori. Assess and Comply works everywhere. And we are covering really all the systems with that. Then the next part was we need to care about the source code. And here I said we have two options, or we have two challenges. Let's call it this way. The first one is you need to provide a tool towards the developer he can use whenever he wants, doesn't matter in the country he is, doesn't matter the time zone. He needs to have something where he checks his source code immediately. This is what we do with Control for Code and also with Control for Transports. The second thing is really then checking the systems completely on a frequent basis. We're also scanning our systems completely once a month, checking what's going on with the third-party vendor code, also if there are some issues in there or not. And it doesn't matter because you are responsible. If you're using a third-party product which has security issues, you are using it. Therefore, you're responsible, and you need to go back to your vendor and show them what's going on there. And then for sure, with Control for Transports, we're also covering our area of solution manager, transport management, change process, and ensure that everything is really, really working out there proper. And then the last two models where I'm really proud on it is Defend and Threat Intelligence, where we are tackling the on-demand, the ad hoc security events, where we really now coming in front of the train, because with Defend, we have now the proactive monitoring of more than 1,500 threats. And with Threat Intelligence, we have the zero-day exploit prevention, and both models really helping us to get really in front of the train. So if now my CIO calls me and says, "Hey, Harald, there is something happening. Are we affected?" I can tell him, "Yes, we are affected, but we know that already 10 days ago, and since 5 days, it's fixed." And this is really, really a huge advantage. So now with that, we are really first time ever proactive, and this is really a great thing to have. On this slide, you will see how the Anapsys modules we're using are mapped to our layer model. As said, assess and comply. We have a biweekly monitoring of all the systems. In some systems also we have it more often, but we can say in general, we're checking all the systems really at least twice a week. Then we have a real-time check of every threat detection coming up, permanent monitoring, and we're also checking permanently our change in source coding. And also we have a monthly monitoring really of the whole systems in source code, checking out what's going on if we have issues in third-party products. But that's only half of the topic. So having a great tool which shows you some results is nice, but it's not really helping you getting things remediated. So therefore, we also had to do a lot on our own company to really come to a state to have ongoing proper security operations. And the first thing we really implemented was regular trainings and for management and the organization to really create high awareness. This was really necessary, especially for the SAP users, really telling them, "Hey, what's going on? Why is it necessary?" And having this security awareness thinking in people's mind. And then we established an own SAP security vulnerability management guideline. This was really necessary because you have to write down what's going on, who has to do what if something happens, how a security vulnerability remediation look like, who is handling it, what timelines do you have, how are you dealing with criticality and all of that. This is really necessary. You need to have such a guideline because you need to start remediating the topics. And to do so, we have our new sub-security team established, a central team, which is really taking care of this topic. It's performing all the monitoring activities. It's distributing the results to the systems. It's creating the rule sets. It's updating them on a regular basis. And it also cares about the remediation tracking because the system owners and their teams, they need to perform the remediation in the system, but you need to have a central instance, which is the global overwatch, and really cares about it, that it's really fixed in time. And saying system owners and their teams means also it could be vendors, especially if you are on the software as a service side, if you're using RISE, SAP becomes a major vendor. And one recommendation here already, we will see this later on, is really make sure that you have your SAP security level and your requirements contracted also with vendors and cloud providers, because you're dictating the tone of security, not them, right? And you need them to get things remediated also. Plus, the last point we are doing is staying in close collaboration with our partner Anapsys, because we would like to continuously improve us as a team, us as a company, and really exchanging with our partner iLEVEL about upcoming threats, new technologies, new challenges we have, and really stay ahead of the train. So summarizing up our key takeaways, where we are today. So we are really happy how things are working, but it was a long journey and it was really an intensive topic. And I can tell you, first of all, you really need to know what you need. This was really one of the key points, great transparency of the requirements. Before you start, involve all the stakeholders, involve your organization, and always communicate really the requirements openly. You need to get people on your side. You need to stay with them. You need to really make sure that you're not losing organization on the way. That is really one topic. The second one is you have to have your management involved, because security is very expensive hobby, yeah, but it is really necessary, especially as a manufacturer of medical devices. There is no question security is essential and not optional. And you need your top management involved, because you need to make an investment for sure, but also you need to maybe change the organization. And we had to change the organization because we founded a new central SAP security team, which is now our single point of contact, responsible for all the security operations around the globe, and also starts and tracks the remediation activities, and also supports the system owners here regarding vulnerability management and giving them guidelines where to start. So if you're starting from the scratch, you will be flooded with alerts, flooded with topics. You need to start somewhere. And this team is really helping here by criticality and really works together with the system owners getting the remediation done. Then for sure, to get a result, you need to have a proper tool in place. Yeah, and we searched really a tool which is really capable, adaptable, and really covering all of our needs, and most important, user-friendly. If it's not friendly to use, nobody wants to use it. Yeah, and really we are happy how things are working, and we really increased automation here as well, getting to a proper result very quickly. And then for sure, you need to have a strategic partner. We took on Lapsus, not because we searched another tool. We searched a partner which is going this journey with us, and it started already at the correct setup. So we have been very happy to have them, because you need to really configure the product right. You need to set it up right to get really the best out of it. And this was a really, for us, an eye-opener. Working together with such a partner was really making the difference. We will never get there without. So therefore, great to have the colleagues here. And overall, we stay in touch, we work together, right, and improve the solution, either on the security side, on the rule set side, on the dashboard side, whatever. We have open discussions and collaboration there, and this is really, really key for us. And the last point which helped us, which was key for us, was our own security operating model. You need to really define what and how to handle vulnerabilities, who has to do something. Otherwise, you will not end up in efficient workflows. This was really key for us. And this was also a challenge, because you have to bring this into organization. But with an own security operating model, this is a clear structure. It helps you making this happen. And it also helps you to bring all parties involved on the same page for getting to a continuous remediation. And with parties, I also say vendors, and I also say RISE. I also say SAP as a huge vendor. You will see this then later on. So this was our key takeaways, how we made it happen and how we improved and established our new approach. So how is that now also affecting our RISE journey? This is very important to understand, because Siemens Healthineers decided to move into RISE with all of our system lines. So that means we will transform 24 system lines to our SHS RISE Private Cloud Edition over the next 3 years. And for us, RISE is really the future-oriented sub-landscape. It enables us for all the new technologies. But RISE is not the topic which solves everything. First of all, it's very important to understand which level you're taking. So there are three levels. One is the application level, the license level, and the infrastructure level. And Siemens Healthineers decided not to give the application maintenance and application operations to SAP. This is done still by us, and also we will still using vendors for that, and it will be different vendors around the globe. But the license topic and the infrastructure maintenance part is completely bundled as SAP. So therefore, SAP comes in as one huge supplier for us now, also operating the systems, yeah, to a certain degree, caring about patches and so on. On the application level then, on the other side, you stay in charge as well, and you need to care that things are working up. So therefore, very important, RISE is not healing everything out of the box. It's depending the layer you're taking, the levels you're taking. We decided to stay application-wise on our own. So therefore, you stay fully anyway responsible for that. And this is one of the big misunderstandings. Everybody thinks, hey, you go to RISE, you go to cloud, you don't need to care about security anymore, it's done. That it's not true. First of all, you stay fully responsible. And like we are doing it, we also have to care about application security later on in RISE on our own. And you need to ensure that your systems, which are migrated, mostly lift and shift to RISE, are secure before they go there. Otherwise, you have immediate issues, right? And with Anapsys, we have the tool now in place, which is helping us to identify the gaps if we're moving to the RISE environment, and we can close it before we have to go live there. Very important for us. And as said, our security level in Siemens Healthineers is also much higher as the one which comes out of the box in RISE. Yeah? So RISE, for sure, don't get me wrong, really comes with a high security level out of the box. Yeah? You're really, it's really good, but it's not perfect, and it's not there where we are used to in Siemens. So therefore, also here, Anapsys is helping us identifying the gaps. And now, for sure, ensure that you have your security standard contracted in your RISE contract. Otherwise, SAP is not willing to implement it. So it's very important. You need to have your security standard in your contract to prevent unnecessary discussions. And with Anapsys, we deliver our security standard now to SAP. And this is really a good thing because as one of the main vendors, they are replacing now a lot of other vendors in the area of infrastructure and maintenance. So meaning they need to implement security fixes, they need to care about the patching, and we are telling now them with Anapsys what is missing, what we need, and very important, and you also somehow controlling them because you have the tool in place, really scanning the systems, and check out, is your security standard really implemented in a timely manner? So with Anapsys, really, we continuously monitor also SAP's security activities for our systems. And then the last point to understand, very important, yes, RISE offers us a better utilization. It offers us enhanced business processes, faster adoption of capabilities, and also emerging technologies. But it's only great if you have a capable partner in security in place, which is also able to monitor all of that topics. Yeah. And as said, there's so much change going on. The setup is completely new, but you need to have it still under control because you are still responsible. Very simple. And with Anapsys, I can tell you, yes, we ensure that our systems are still secure in our new hybrid world. Yeah, on-prem we will still have for the next 2 or 3 years. But doesn't matter where systems are, doesn't matter the technology we're using, if it's in RISE, if it's in our own cloud, if it's on-prem, yeah, we have one reporting front end, we have one Anapsys tool which is really capable to check all of that, and this is really a good thing to have. And that's it from my side. Are there any questions? And with that, I would like to hand over back to Sissy.
Thank you very much for that very detailed overview of how Siemens Healthineers protects its SAP assets proactively. As said, we have now time for Q&A, and I can see that we already got a few in our inbox. Let me just start with the first one. What were the major challenges faced in implementing and maintaining SAP security?
So for us, I believe it was really the awareness topic, right? So establishing that remediation process and really explain or convince the users now to do security activities in their daily work, which means more effort for them, more work. They need to see really end to end why they need to do it now. And you have to explain them really the big picture. This was really the challenge we had. So therefore, very important to involve them at the very beginning, keep them in the loop, keep them up to date, and really explain why you need to do these things and why you also need their help to fix things on the way during the daily operations, because they need to understand the bigger picture, being audited maximum, being FDA regulated, being in a regulated environment. That's the necessity. And this was, for me, I would say, the big, well, for us, one of the biggest challenges. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Looking at the next one, how has the role of SAP security evolved within the larger context of cyber security?
I would say it's increasing. It's an emerging topic, yeah, for sure. And I would say it's not a question anymore if you are affected or not. I would say it's a question when you are affected and how ready are you for that, right? And as I said, we established a security framework which is robust enough, which is proactive, and this is helping us really to protect us against that growing threats. And this is what you need to have in place for this ongoing emerging topic, definitely.
Okay, next one also towards SAP security. How has the increased use of third-party applications and integrations impacted SAP security?
Cool. I would say huge. And why huge, right? You buy third-party products all the time, right? You have different topics that are coming up. You need certain things. But if it becomes to audit, if it becomes to security, you're still responsible, right? And it's very important that SAP starts now with this new BTP platform, with all the new technologies, really to split this monolithic systems, the old world, into pieces, yeah? And also processes are taken apart. They are now operating across technologies. They are also across hosting locations, right? We have BTP in the public cloud, you have your systems in the RISE private cloud, you maybe have certain things on-prem. And in the end, you need to care about this. You need to be ready for that. You need to have something in place for that. And I would say with our Nepsis landscape, obviously, also third-party product, right? We are capable for that, for our needs, yeah? And we really have something in place to cover that even, I would say, even more and more becoming complex new world.
Okay, we have, all good. We have still more questions coming in. I would say we have time for another two. How has SAP securely evolved in response to emerging trends like DevOps, agile methodologies for healthcare companies?
So I would say you need to support agility and you need to have tools in place which really support the new way of people are working, right? And I would say DevOps, agile development, all of that methodologies is the new normal. It is going on, it is the new normal, and you need to be ready for that. And for one example where we supporting this area quite heavily is with our control for code module, because we are providing a tool embedded in our change process, which allows the developer to check code when he needs it. When the agile development team is doing something, they can check it immediately, whenever they need. They don't need to wait, so they can agile go ahead and check what's going on. And also, if maybe an exception is needed, we have the workflow in place for approval in between. So all of that is really, really great. And you have to have something, and this is the new future, right? So this is how you have to deal with it.
Perfect. And let's get to our last question for today. What steps are being taken to ensure that SAP security continues to evolve to meet the changing threat landscape?
I would say the best invest you can do is in knowledge. It's in your people. Invest in your people, invest in training them, yeah, and also having a partner aside we have in Onapsis, but I would say with whom you can really exchange yourself regularly on all the upcoming threats, on all the new technology topics and all the trends, right? And with that, you stay in front of the train. This is really the key thing. Hope that answers the question.
Yeah, I would say that's a good last answer for today. And with that brings us to time for any other questions in the chat. We will be reaching out to you individually to get those answered as well. Also, just a brief reminder to everyone listening that this session has been recorded and the link to the recording will be emailed to you. Thanks again to you, Harald, for your insights and for joining this webinar. And everyone else, thank you very much for joining. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.